A case of alleged armed domestic kidnapping lands on the doorstep of a federal agency. And now a building guard is dead from gunshot wounds. Joining me with the latest on last night's incident is reporter Jamie Forzato of our sister station WTOP. She's on scene at the Census Bureau in Suitland, and she joins me now. Jamie, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Tom. I'm sitting across the street from the U.S. Census Bureau here in Suitland, Maryland. Everything looks close to normal this morning. There's no police activity as far as I can tell. But Gate 5 off of Silver Hill Road is still closed. People are arriving to work, and some of them having to make U-turns to go in through different entrances. But that is a far cry from what happened last night. Overnight, WTOP learned that a security guard here was shot and killed after confronting a gunman who police say was involved in an earlier kidnapping. Around 5:30 last evening, D.C. police say a man kidnapped a woman at gunpoint in Northeast D.C. He then drove her to the U.S. Census Bureau in a dark green Honda. And around 6 o'clock, a security guard here approached that car and was shot during a confrontation. Now, that guard, 59-year-old Lawrence Buckner, was rushed to Prince George's Hospital, where hospital officials tell WTOP that he has died. After shooting that guard, the suspect then flees with the woman. He drives through Southeast D.C., starts shooting at police officers. This is all according to D.C. police, the police officers that are pursuing him. And he drives into Northeast D.C., and the chase ends at 11th and 8th Streets Northeast. That's when officers block the suspect's car. They collide. Both officers and the suspect open fire. One D.C. police sergeant was wounded, and so was the gunman. Officers were able to take that suspect into custody, and he and the sergeant were taken to the hospital. We learned this morning that the suspect is now out of surgery and in stable condition, and that D.C. police sergeant that was also wounded is also doing okay. And the woman D.C. police say that was kidnapped is also in good condition.
All right, Jamie, do we know why the green Honda with the alleged perpetrator and the woman he kidnapped ended up at the Census Bureau gate of all places?
Yeah, that's all part of the investigation. So he started in Northeast D.C., drove to the Census Bureau, and it's not clear why he came to this location before then giving police officers a chase back through the district. It's not clear why he ended up here, and the investigation is still ongoing. I can't see any police activity from where I'm standing here, but the investigation continues on 8th Street, where the chase ended. And I'm sure we'll be finding out more details about that as the day goes on.
Now, earlier you said some of the people arriving at the Census Bureau were turning around. Will it open normally at business hours, or do we know the status of the Census Bureau's location in Suitland?
Yeah, as far as I know, the Census Bureau here in Suitland will open normally. It's just this one gate, Gate 5 on Silver Hill Road. It appears that it is still blocked, and some cars are making a U-turn to go through some of the other gates, like near the metro station around this area. And some people are getting in, you know, kind of shifting into some other lanes to avoid this intersection here. But as far as I know, the Census Bureau will open as scheduled and employees are arriving to work on time.
Now, it sounds like the incident that took place at the Census Bureau were pretty short-lived. A drive-up, an altercation, an unfortunate shooting, and then the departure of the alleged perpetrator. And so what was going on inside Suitland facility while this was all going on? Was there even time to get things locked down?
The Census Bureau was locked down actually for several hours. Around 9 o'clock, they gave the employees the all clear that they could actually leave the Bureau and go back home. But the entire location here was on lockdown for several hours as a precaution. As I understand it, the events that surrounded the security guard when the car pulled up and the security guard confronted the driver, that happened in a matter of seconds, minutes, and then the car was then fleeing after that into the district and being pursued by police officers. But the Census Bureau was on lockdown for several hours. They gave the all clear around 9 p.m. last night.
Okay, and then very briefly, there must have been a witness to the shooting because it seems like the police, the Metropolitan Police, were on it pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's not clear what witnesses were on scene. There were some people who were in a garage next to where this happened that spoke to some WTOP reporters that were on the scene that did witness some sort of commotion, some incident. Police are talking and reaching out to those witnesses. They want anyone who knows anything about this car this dark green Honda or the driver, the suspected a gunman and kidnapper, to call them if you saw anything related to the kidnapping that happened 30 minutes earlier, or the shooting, or the police chase that ended in Northeast D.C. about an hour later. So they want you to call them if you have any information about this case.
All right. Jamie Forzato is a reporter with our sister station WTOP on scene at the Census Bureau in Suitland. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, Tom.